Grant County Democratic Party unanimously approves a non-diversion Arizona Water Settlement Act water project. Delegates to the April 6, 2013 Grant County Democratic Party Convention unanimously approved a resolution declaring support for the Grant County Water Commission's Arizona Water Settlement Act Regional Water Project proposal. This proposal is one of 16 proposed Southwest New Mexico projects now being evaluated by the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission under the Arizona Water Settlement Act, or AWSA. Under the AWSA, the state of New Mexico may elect to use $66 million of a guaranteed federal subsidy for meeting non-diversion water supply demands in Catron, Luna, Hidalgo, and Grant counties. The Grant County Water Commission's proposal includes the development of a new water well field in the vicinity of the Grant County Airport and a water pipeline from the well field to the town of Hurley, which does not have its own water supply. Hurley currently gets its water from the Freeport-McMoRan mine, but the contract with the mine will expire in about 6 years. In addition, the Grant County Democratic Party resolution supports using Grant County's share of the $66 million AWSA subsidy to help pay for the infrastructure construction of an intercommunity pipeline that would link the public water supplies of Hurley, Bayard, Santa Clara, Silver City, and public water delivery systems in adjacent unincorporated areas. The resolution also supports the equitable expenditure among the counties of Catron, Grant, Hidalgo, and Luna of the $66 million AWSA subsidy for non-diversion water projects that meet these counties' critical long-term water needs. We use resolutions sparingly, Mary Hotvet, the re-elected Grant County Democratic Party chair, said. That the resolution passed unanimously was a show of unity over a critical issue to the region's vitality, the safety of a future water supply for our county's communities. It was a no-brainer for convention delegates to support the use of the $66 million AWSA subsidy for Grant County Water Commission non-diversion project. Because the project would rely on existing water sources to support a regional water distribution system and would be paid for at least in part by the guaranteed federal AWSA subsidy if it's funded, it's clearly the best way to go, Walter Ski Szymanski, the resolution's author, said. Hopefully, the ISC commissioners will also see the value of this project. The Grant County Democratic Party calls on the Interstate Stream Commissioners to approve the $66 million in AWSA funds that the Grant County Water Commission project asks for. And a PDF of this release and resolution is available here on our website. Prescribed burn is scheduled on Glenwood Ranger District. The Glenwood Ranger District, Gila National Forest, is continuing prescribed burning within the Snare Mesa Project area, scheduled for April 22nd through May 11th, 2013. The start of the burn will depend on weather conditions, and any significant rain may delay the project. The objective is to eliminate slash, that is, logs, bark, branches, etc., left over from a thinning project. It covers an area of approximately 100 acres, and the location is 10 miles northwest of the community of Glenwood and near the Roberts Park smoothing iron area. The fuel type is sparse grass and thinning slash. Smoke may be visible along Highway 180 near Alma, New Mexico. If driving in the vicinity, please exercise caution due to fire personnel and vehicles working along Catron County Roads C-003 and C-057. Further information can be obtained at the Glenwood Ranger District office. That's 539-2481. 539-2481. Office of Sustainability to hold community meeting on increasing weather risks and health consequences. On April 10th, the Office of Sustainability will host its second community meeting to educate and seek public comment on issues related to the development of Silver City's Sustainability Plan 2030. The plan is addressing how we might better prepare for increasing weather risks. The first event was held on February 19th, and at least 150 people attended to listen to the New Mexico State climatologist Dr. David Dubois discuss our state's past and projected changing weather. The second event will be held at the Global Resource Center on Wednesday, April 10th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The event will focus on public health. For the first hour, Mary Stecker, New Mexico Department of Health, will facilitate discussion about changing weather and health around a series of questions. Also, Dr. Dubois is returning because his professional specialty is air quality, including wind-borne particulates and pathogens, and he's been working with the New Mexico Department of Health on related issues. For the remaining half hour of the event, Dr. Dubois will present and discuss drought impacts on dust and health, respiratory issues for children and adults, asthma, allergies, and valley fever. This event is particularly timely, as many have loved ones who are suffering during our windy and dusty season. There is no charge and all are welcome. Contact Terry Timmy, that's terrytimmy at gmail.com, with any questions, and that's TerryTimme, terrytimmy at gmail.com. Project to keep local food from going to waste. Waste not, want not, says an old adage, but according to the Fruit and Agricultural Organization, over 52% of fruit and vegetables go to waste each year. The Gleaning Project is spearheaded by Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities, the Grant County Community Health Council, and Western New Mexico University Natural Sciences Department. Also a partner is the Volunteer Center, which oversees the local food pantry. The project focuses on gleaning existing fruit trees and gardens. Gleaning means to harvest after the regular gatherers, taking food that might otherwise go to waste. The project intends to connect fruit tree and garden owners with volunteers to glean extra produce for a portion of the crop. An additional portion would benefit local anti-hunger programs. The project was inspired by Marcus Woodard, a local anti-hunger activist. Woodard created a map of fruit trees and other edibles available around downtown Silver City. Woodard says, "I saw so much fruit that went unpicked on trees, just rotting. I wanted to see the trees that had community access get harvested to feed people." The map has previously been available at Javelina's Coffee House and the Silver City Farmers Market. In April, the Gleaning Project will be collecting tree locations at Earth Day and the Home and Garden Show. The final project will be presented at the WNMU Academic Research Symposium on Tuesday, April 30, 2013, at the Miller Library. For more information on the Gleaning Project or to register trees or gardens, call Jensen or Milligan at 388-1198 or email healthcouncil@grmc.org.